have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the
fence. DB Junior.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewels.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, did you? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems. God slaughtered them all, the harder I fall. Like a scared cat, with her back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall. I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already prove it. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the letter to ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving the son of our children? Built a team, not just the industry theme. We do more than this rapper scene. Beyond this is a family tree with the queen. We choose to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
Through the years I won my own fight, no life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one for the one, mother believing. Don't fall on the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still off with you, life I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life, too needed. Same friends, I'm a dumb KZ. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a dying mind, I'm pleased. I'm crushed, rest of regrets, man, needed. In a bird, I'm down in a heated. Said I'm a loser, I say that I'm meaning. I'm independent, I'm left with a team. I'm finding my words, Lord, still receiving. But Colorado, I'm still receiving. Never stops, and I know I keep preaching. Once I swap, I never will be this. The floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by she will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm nothing to use it. Bruising, approving, I'm winning, I'm losing. Stopping my dudes, exposing delusion. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Concert through the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sleep of time, define our band, it hurts. Conduct with metal touch.
It's really good, it's
fireproof. Bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in Chile, just raid on school veteran. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the
fence. We are beyond the fence. We are beyond.
With this one and I seen I've been drafted. Armors been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power I blast. I do this for real, pretenders is tragic. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears, and I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building. Building.
It's not about religion, it's not about religion.
I love it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Right here, your main man, David Benton. We right here on Beyond the Radio. I'm your host. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you, Kenny Kim. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, Elation family, for blessing us. So when we get up here, we can just go with the show because we know we've been prayed for and we are covered. That's right. Shout out to the Elation family. I am smiling. You know what it is. Why I'm smiling? Because I have every reason to. That's right. I woke up this morning. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. And you know what? I'm a changed man. I created that narrative because God created that inside me. So, therefore, I took a great opportunity of my life to make things happen. That's right. So, I'm smiling. So, with that being said, we got a wonderful show for you tonight, but we're going to go with the show. So, can I get a drum roll? The coach, and I ain't talking about Phil Jackson. That's right. Coach Shay Samuels, are you in a building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Go Shay. Go coach. Go Shay. Go coach. Go Shay.
Hi, Elation family. We love you. You know, I'm a little hoarse today, Coach David. I'm smiling.
All right.
I'm smiling.
We're gonna make it work. We still gonna make it work.
I'm smiling. You know, I got a new phone, you guys, and so this phone, these whole 5G phones you guys been talking about, everybody's like, you gotta get a 5G, you gotta get a 5G. So I decided to upgrade, not intentionally. The old phone crashed, and so I ended up getting this 5G phone because right now that's all you can really get. And the phone has a life of its own. So I could be talking, and it goes on mute. It'll put you on hold. It might hang you up. But like Coach David said, I make it do what it do. So, but I'm smiling. I'm smiling through it all. I'm a little hoarse today. We had an amazing time. Shout out to New Covenant Church in Cedartown. There's three locations, Cedartown location. There is the Piedmont location in Alabama and then the Gadsden location. But we showed out today, Coach David. Shout out to Amma E. Neely, one of the Beyond the Fence artists, and her amazing friend, Ms. Ellis Jackson Alexander, who came out. And they showed out on behalf of Beyond the Fence today. You know, we sponsor a number of events, and people don't know that, Coach David, that we sponsor a lot of events. And this New Covenant Cedartown location event was one of the sponsored events. You know, churches are looking to grow, and I know that we're going to have an amazing topic about this tonight, but churches are looking to grow, and they're always asking us, like, what can we do to get, you know, more people to make more people aware of what we do and how we do it. And it's all marketing. We're not going to spill the beans today because guess what? We have Let's Talk Business and we can talk business. But people always ask us, they always ask us, you know, what can I do to help build the church and to get more people in the church or make people aware of the church? And guess what? There's so many strategies to doing that. And I say that only because we've gotten so used to traditional way of doing things. So I'm going on a rant with it because we're going to have a great topic about some of that tonight. But shout out to New Covenant, Amma E. Neely, and to Ella Jackson Alexander, who came out today and just showed out. So I'm smiling, Coach David. Yes, I am.
Yes, yes, yes. And shout out to our guest last week. If you guys missed it, y'all go back and check it out. Last week's Beyond the Radio, we had Miss Tanya Caesar, who's also an artist on Beyond the Fence. So shout out to Miss Tanya. It was such a blessing. I love her spirit. Yes, yes. She definitely is a woman always pushing to go beyond her fence every day. And so it's definitely a blessing to have her on the team. So, you know, Coach Shay, what I want to talk about tonight is, you know, well, of course we had a vacation. I was about to say,
Coach David, how was your weekend? Because you just kind of like snapped your way all into that one. how was your weekend?
I enjoyed my weekend, and we're going to talk about that because, you know, we want people to live a life. I want people to understand prosperity isn't always the dollar. It's not always that Federal Reserve note. Understand when you can actually live a life and enjoy yourself and don't put so much pressure on yourself, take the load off yourself. Of course, you have to be responsible with what you have, but, you know, you do have to take that time out and just enjoy life and smile more than you get angry. Because when you do that, you put a good presence out there in the atmosphere. And, you know, I've read so many books on that and how we say we manifest and the power of manifestation. And, you know, we say we can do all the things through Christ that strengthens us. And we'll say, man, with this, we just need just the faith to succeed and it can happen. And you know what? God said we can move mountains. We can say to this mountain, move. Anything we use in Jesus' name, it will be done, right? But what about when it's really time to exercise that? We'll say we're blessed and highly favored, but we're sitting around and we're feeling so bad. We're angry. We're upset about what's going on in life. And the thing about it, you really can't control how life comes at you, but you definitely control how you handle what comes at you. And you can always sit up there and say, you know what, I'm going to enjoy my life. And I'm talking about no matter how you choose to do it, not how another person say, well, you're designed to be this way. You have to have fun and enjoy your life. So this weekend, you know, just having G Will, yourself, Coach Shay, and G Will's wife, and you know, it was 12 of us, and just to have that moment and just enjoy that moment and just live, not just exist, but live. And, you know, you take that time, we rented out a cabin, and you just let your hair down, and you have a good time. G Will, he DJed and like he does best, and we danced the night away. We was married that day. M-E-R-R-Y, that's right. And we had a ball. And sometimes, Coach Shay, the biggest misconception is people don't really want to come to church, and they say, I don't want to give my life to the Lord. It's like they do it like a retirement plan because they feel that if I do this, then I can't do anything in life anymore. It's like it's over. So I want to encourage kings and queens, men and women of God, I want to encourage you tonight that you can enjoy your life and still walk in righteousness according to the design that God has for you, though. Coach Shay, you want to expand on that?
Yeah, one thing you actually said, Coach David, I thought was really enlightening, was just the prosperity piece, that a lot of people think that prosperity does come with, you know, just with the financial or monetary value. And as you were saying it, I was thinking about the Scrooge. I was thinking about when you watch the movie of the Scrooge and how much prosperity he had all around him, but he wasn't happy. And it was only up until he started to let his hair down that life started to open up for him. And most people saw him as childlike after he let the hair down, but that's when the most prosperity came about, because then he was really helping families and he was allowing people to see him laugh, to see him smile. And then the families, they were a little nervous at first because they weren't used to seeing this person who was rich in wealth, monetarily now let his hair down. They thought he was nuts. And prosperity will cause you, the right type of prosperity will cause you to look like you're nuts, especially if you're someone who's been bound by, you know, what you're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about tonight, just being no earthly good. And so he was prosperous monetarily. He had a great life, a great house. He had workers from the north to the south, and he wasn't even paying them a lot of money. He was wealthy, but he didn't take care of his people. And they couldn't even ask questions. He would just grumble when they would ask questions. And so when you were talking about the prosperity piece, that's the first thing that came to mind. But I just imagine, because there's so many different depictions of how this Elder Scrooge worked. This one was with Jim Carrey, and Jim Carrey, the animated version of it, he ended up jumping on the back of a car and just started riding the car all the way down the road. Right. And just to see how invigorated he was to just let his hair down. And so I want to encourage people before we begin tonight to just let your hair down. You know, as you listen tonight, just let your hair down as we teach you tonight. Just let your hair down and be like this Elder Scrooge, who actually just jumped on the back of the car and allowed the car to take him wherever he was going to go. He lifted his hands up. The wind was blowing in his face, and he literally was just having a good time. And after he allowed his hair to come down, everyone around him, not just him, he didn't lose because he decided to let his hair down. He gained more because then he had all of the community around him just celebrating him just letting his hair down.
Yes. And, you know, and biblically, you know what, Coach Shay, they couldn't even handle Jesus letting him his hair down. You know, he was in the tax collector's house. They eating and drinking, because back then, you know, when you ate, you party. When they fixed the feast, oh, they turned up. You know, they were all the way up. So, but, you know, the Pharisees and Sadducees, and they would see him and be like, there's no way this man is the Messiah. This can't be the one we're waiting for. You know, it's like, it's impossible. How? This guy with the most notorious of the sinners. How he going to be with a tax collector? How he going to be with this liar? How he going to be with this man like Peter, who used profane language and would deny him and still hang out with these type of guys? He can't be the king that we are waiting on. Let me tell you why. Because they was caught up in religion and caught up on the way they feel that the Messiah should be. See, and I think this is a big misconception. So people feel now that they can't lay their hair down. They can't have fun. They don't know how to do it because a lot of people are afraid to be judged, and a lot of people are afraid to say, okay, well, I do want to have fun, but I don't want to let God down. Understand, God know who you are. You can lie. Only people you can't lie to is God and yourself. And even if you lie to yourself, you really know the truth behind your lie. So you got to go ahead and say, you know what, I'm going to tell you what I did for the weekend. I sung Off the Wall by Michael Jackson. That's right. You know, I sung Off the Wall. I had me a good time with karaoke. I had me some margaritas. And you know what? I had a good time. You know, but it was in the midst of company of 12 people. Everybody was discreet. And we was ladies and gentlemen. And we know how to carry ourselves in a professional manner. And we are mature. But we had that time where we partied to ourselves. So I don't want no one to be afraid to say, man, I'm going to have a good time. But if you put yourself in bad company, then what else would you expect? You know, but I put myself in a position where I can't be judged, because I try to put myself around people who say, man, we're going to have a good time tonight, and we're going to celebrate us. I don't see nothing wrong with that, Coach Shay.
I think it's an amazing thing when you can be around. We always say to be around like-minded people. And when you are around like-minded people, you don't have a lot of people, depending on, you know, depending on what the like-mindedness is. I had a chance to share the opportunity that we had even just last year with family members. And a lot of those family members, they weren't able to receive the goodness of what was going on, you know. And that mainly was because they're not like-minded. So when you're around people who are accountants and, you know, businessmen, businesswomen, they have their own way of having fun. They have their own way of doing things. It's going to be completely different than what you do with Cousin JoJo. And it's going to be completely different than what you're doing with, you know, with Cousin Bob, whoever it is. It's going to be completely different than doing what you did with the other people. Coach David, you went away a few weeks ago with some of your friends from high school. And as you know, like I know, when you grow up with people in high school, people kind of go their separate ways and they do their different things. And not only do they do different things, but everybody makes different decisions. And those decisions impact your life. And so who used to be this may not be that, you know, today. But you guys went out, and you can honestly show pictures of when you guys were in fifth grade, when you guys were in sixth grade. And regardless of what direction you took, there still was some like-mindedness there that even when you went away, you guys still were able to be, you know, like they know who you are and you know who they are. Yes. And there was no judgment. And there was no, well, you know, even down to your music. I remember you telling me, you know, they were listening to music from way back when and then listening to your music today. And it was kind of like they got a chance to see some of your transition, but they received it. And the same thing goes with, I'm sure there's stories about them that you heard where it's like, maybe I didn't know that, but it didn't become judgmental. And so that's what this weekend was for me. I got around a lot of great people, some people I met before and some people I hadn't met, but we got a chance. They knew who we are, and they know who we are, and we were able to really, like, just go out. There are people I've been around, of course, and I could say there are people – I did a event at Blue Rose Bistro. Shout out to Blue Rose, one of my favorite places. But I remember doing Sunday brunch at Blue Rose Bistro, and I sang a John Legend song. And I remember our promoter at the time getting a lot of phone calls because a lot of the other artists wanted to know, was that me singing John Legend? And they wanted to know why I was singing John Legend. They didn't call me. They didn't message me. But they wanted to know why I was singing John Legend. And here's the reality. When I did that, there were more people viewing the page than there would be if I was singing my single entitled About Me or Beautiful or I'm Good or Can We Unite. So the people that it touched, they were more supportive. And unfortunately, it wasn't like it was, you know, a song with a bunch of profanity in it, lustfulness, or, you know, something that would have caused people to draw back. This was a love song that he was singing to his wife. And so I sang that song because I felt like it was a very clean song to sing, but I got a lot of judgment. I got a lot of people behind the scenes. And here's the thing. They didn't call me. They wanted to know why I was singing that song. I have my picture, my cover on the single About Me. And there are people who reached into me, women, who said, sis, you kind of let your hair down a little bit too much on this photo shoot. And here's the thing. They don't know behind the scenes the hiccups I was having behind the scenes to even make it work, right? And so people would automatically assume it's a lustful spirit instead of asking, well, what went on behind the scenes? And so it makes it difficult for anyone to want to let their hair down knowing that there's so many Christians who are critical and judgmental and waiting to pounce. So that's what I'm going to say about that, Coach David.
Yes, and what we're doing right now, kings and queens, men and women of God, we're not here to, like, talk down to no one, or everybody, you know, can choose to live the way they choose to live. And you know what? That's perfectly all right with me, because, you know, I have to live my own life, and we all see this world through our own lenses. So it's up to us to just choose, right? So all we're trying to do is free you from yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because now that's when, you know, God wants you to use your wisdom. God gave you that wisdom, right? So now if you have that wisdom, understand the knowledge that you have obtained. If you read your scripture, you praying daily, you praying without ceasing. If you're doing these things, then the wisdom should come through, because your spirit man have changed. Because now, remember, you are renewed. You are renewed. You have a new spirit. So because you have a new spirit, understand, if you go and you have fun like me, I go have fun with my friends. You know what? I know how far to take it because I'm going to use wisdom. You know what I do? I'm going to make sure that I don't put myself or no one else in harm's way. Why? Because I have a responsibility. You know, I have to hold myself accountable. There's accountability in it, too. So, therefore, understand, don't be so hard on yourself. Go and live your life abundantly. Live your life abundantly. And that's what I want to encourage people. Coach, like, for a long time, I used to, like, growing up, and, you know, I noticed my crowds. You know, growing up now, you know, at my age, I realized, like, I used to be this crowd. You know, this is my sports crowd. I got my friends with the sports crowd. But then I had some friends who was with the illegal crowd, right? And then I have that crowd where just really, you know, they just didn't know what they wanted to be. They were just there trying to figure it out. I've been with different crowds. And with those different crowds, I got, you know, the repercussions of being with those crowds. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was good, I got the good. Whether it was bad, I got the bad. So now at my maturity level, then I have to recognize who I need to spend my time with, you know, because your alone time still can be with people who's like-minded. Your alone time is all in your mind of how you're receiving information, not letting the world just crowd out your judgment. So when you want to get with people that's like-minded, get with them and just plan a vacation. Do something nice. Go out to eat. Go to the movies. But do something instead of being so miserable, because I'm tired. Me personally, Coach Al, I don't want to keep walking in places. And, you know, everybody's there to grow. But you want to see more smiling faces. And I feel like if you feel that, you know, you blessed and highly favored, you led by the Holy Spirit, then it just seemed like you would smile a little more than what you're doing. I see a lot of frowns. And, you know, when people are afraid to approach you because you don't really smile often and you're not really approachable because you're more, you know, sometimes you could do so much damage to someone even though you want to give them the truth. You got to use wisdom. There's a certain way that you should say it to bless them instead of tearing them down. So what we're trying to do, well, our goal tonight is to lift you up, not tear you down, because it is important to get with like-minded people so you guys can say, okay, we're going to come together. This is how we're going to live our life and have fun, you know, because you can have fun a negative way and you can have fun a positive way. But don't let your fun, don't allow other people the way they see it dictate the way you do it, because it only will make you miserable. We want to help you go beyond your fence. We want to free you from your own bondage. Live your life. Live it righteously. As long as you know your heart, your mind, and what's in your spirit, and you continue to give it to God, and you move forward with your life, because people will discourage you and set you back. And some of them not even doing it on purpose. They're not even doing it consciously. That's what hurts the most. So even though they didn't do it consciously, then that is still unconsciously, they can do it. It still can damage you and them. So that's what I want to say for the first half. We love you. Look, we about to go to this break. So with that being said, here come that music. So where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
And it's time to Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Stay woke, don't stay broke. Hit him with the shoulder lean. Hey, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are on with your main man, Coach David Benson, and your co-host, Shay Samuels. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. The two songs that you heard, the first one was Miss Ama E. Neely, and the second song was myself. Listen, you guys have to get in the know with the Beyond the Fence music. We have some amazing, an amazing catalog of music. And that first song was It's Only You. The second song was Seasons. It was so good to hear that. Let's go ahead and get into the our sponsors. Shout out to Paula G, Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you are looking for an amazing voiceover for your program, your music programming, if you are a music director, if you're a program director, if you are a business or an artist, we want to give you ideas of what you can utilize voiceovers for. If you're driving on in your car and you hear a commercial come on, that is a voiceover. That infomercial is a voiceover. And we want you guys to have quality voiceovers. Just because you might be a small business, an internet radio station, does not mean that you cannot have quality. We want you to look Paula G Voice up. Shout out to Paula G Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. And you can reach her at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com and let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. As always, we want you guys to make sure you look up DJ G Will. That is DJ G Will, William Faulkner on Facebook for all of your DJ needs. Another longstanding sponsor that we are excited to share with you. If you are having an event of any kind, you can be an artist and you're having your own event. You can be having a birthday party. You could be getting married. You could be having a bar mitzvah. We want you to look up DJ G Will. Make sure that you contact him and let him know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you, but you can reach him at beyondthefence.org. That's BeyondTheFence.org. And listen, January 21st, 2023, we're going to be doing another virtual conference for God Is in Everything. You can find him there. So if you are also doing a Zoom meeting of any kind or an event of any kind, he will do it, won't he? Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Yeah,
Yes, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. It's a Beyond the Fence expansion company, and like Coach David always says, we have a 100% success rate. If you are a new business or an existing business and you're just looking to do something different for your business, Let's Talk Business. Our coaches are here to help you. Our representatives are here to help you. Coach David and I are here to help you. People are calling us every day to say, hey, look, I got a vision. Help me put it together. We can do that for you as well. Reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com, and you can find more of our sponsors by going to the Beyond the Radio Facebook page at Beyond the Radio. Back to you, Coach David.
Well, thank you. Shout out again to all our sponsors. If you're just tuning in right here on Beyond the Radio, you know, we're just talking about, you know, letting your hair down. Decide to live. Don't just exist, but live. Coach, I did really all the talking before the break. So was there anything that you would like to say? Because, you know, we do live by, you know, we have decided to live. So I want to know your take on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, just in the abundant life, I wanted to talk more about the abundant life because you said it right before the music break. And so, like, literally, I don't think we do enough teaching on living an abundant life. So many people, I remember when I first started coming into the church, and this just isn't for the church. This is for workaholics, Coach David. This is not just for the church. So if we had to broaden this whole topic, you know, you might be a workaholic. I know that I'm kind of guilty of being that workaholic at times, where I always feel that I have to do the next thing, like, right now, right? And so how can I live an abundant life if all I'm doing is looking at a laptop all day, if all I'm doing is driving to the next event, if all I'm doing is sitting on the phone doing another consultation? It doesn't matter how much or how many times I do this throughout the course of the day. If I'm not taking time out for myself to just let my hair down, to just be around people who are going to continue to nourish my mind, like you, Coach David said, make you laugh, people who just make you think, people that you can get around and your creativity comes out. Sometimes when you lay all of that down, by the time you pick that laptop back up, you have maybe like a month's worth of work that you can complete. But this is for the workaholics as well. Live an abundant life is so important. And if living abundantly to us means we're just going to, you know, try to make enough money to get this, or, you know, I got to work that extra day to get this, and I have to work. I want to say this, and I say it lightly, but tomorrow is not promised. I got to say it again. Tomorrow is not promised. There are so many people that we know who really weren't living an abundant life. They worked hard, and we would talk to them, Coach David, and they would always tell us the next thing that they're about to do. Oh, you know, I'm getting ready for this event. Oh, I'm about to go to the studio. I'm about to do this. And we would say, well, we're resting. We would say,
right.
Well, we're resting. We would not
right.
be afraid, because here's what happens. If you're looking at social media, if you're looking at anything connected to someone that makes it look like they're doing something every single day, when you talk to that person, you're automatically going to say, I'm doing about 50 million things, and we're wondering, when are you resting? The one good thing about this state-to-state tour that we started back in March was we decided to put a rest period in there as well, because we wanted to live an abundant life. So I want to read the term of abundant life. It says abundant life is a term used to refer to a Christian teaching of on fullness of life. It is not an organized movement or a unique doctrine, but a name applied to the teaching and expectation of groups and people who follow the teachings. Abundant life teachings may include expectations of prosperity and health, and that's one thing people don't think about. You think about the monetary value, but you're not even thinking about your health. I got to go back to the conference, Coach David, because back in 2015, that's how important it was for me to start talking about health, because I made it a segment of the conference. Prosperity
right.
or living an abundant life can also be a part of your health. Listen,
yes.
if you if you don't get this, living an abundant life also equates to your health.
Yes,
and
does.
That's the one thing that we all lack in. So if you're around like-minded people, Coach G, DJ G Will is a health coach. He don't really talk about it that often, but I remember when he first got into the health coach, how many people's lives did he impact and cause to be prosperous even in their health? They were losing pounds
yes.
by the week. And
yes.
I can only imagine the abundant life that they live after they begin to lose that weight. So I want you to be encouraged that an abundant life doesn't just mean, we said it earlier, it doesn't mean, you know, prosperity in a way where you're just hoarding up money, hoarding up clothes, hoarding up the red bottom shoes. It has everything to do with your full being. Living an abundant
yes.
life has everything to do with your full being. So if you don't have that period of rest and that period of just allowing you to let your hair down, then you're going to be bound. You're going to be bound. And if the reason that you're not doing it is because you don't have the crowd of people that will allow you to do it, may I encourage you to listen to Coach David's song, Change Your Circle. Like, it's
yes.
time for you to change this circle. Back to you, Coach David.
Yes, and it is. The thing is, like, the way you can be living, you know what I'm saying, and you can get around different people to bring out the best in you, you know, and you can just have a paradigm shift right there on the spot and realize, like, yo, man, you know what? I can live this beautiful life. You know what, and I don't have to feel bad about it, you know what I'm saying, because I know I'm a man of integrity. I know I'm a lady of righteousness. I know I'm a woman. I'm a prayer warrior. Like, we have all these gifts inside of us, and you got to, like, continue to push forward, although other people may not understand. But you got to understand this. No one can live your life for you. So when it comes to this abundant life, don't you know that you can have your abundant life? It's all in your mind. Everything is a mindset. It starts with the way you think. The way you think can create an atmosphere of love or anxiety or depression or laughter or anger or joy. However you think. When you put yourself, when you put your mind on positive thoughts, when you put your, that's why the Bible say pray without ceasing, because the more you in tune with God, then the more you don't allow the negativity of the world to intervene and make you make poor decisions based on the paradigm of other people, meaning you're not living no more for God, really. You're living to get the approval of people. So you won't live in abundance. When you live in that abundant life, you're going to smile. That's why we saw you smiling. Man, G Will always smile. He always smiling. And you know what? He living in abundance. That's what it's about. That's why things come his way. Prosperous things come his way. He smile a lot, so he bring a lot of good energy. That's what you want. You want to be able to smile. Listen, one thing my mama told me, you know, like we all know the Bible say life and death is in the power of the tongue. I remember Coach Shea, my mom used to always tell me, like, I used to hear people say, you know, man, my head is killing me. And my mom would say, don't ever say your head killing you. Don't ever put a curse on your body. You say your head is hurting or you have a headache, but don't never say your stomach killing you. We'll never say your head killing you. We'll never say my back killing you. Don't you ever put a curse on yourself, because when you put it out there, it's going to work. One thing you can't stop is what God already created, which is a natural law. Like gravity. If you get on top of an Eiffel Tower and you jump down, I don't care how good or bad you are, you're going to fall because of gravity. Gravity says you're going to do it. It's a law. So that same law applies to your goodness. When you think good, good going to come around you. And when bad come around you, you still can think good about a situation because you can control the narrative. And that's what I'm, every day we got to work on that. I work on it every day because sometimes I allow challenges that I really can control. I still allow that to anger me or affect me in some type of way. So every day I got to die daily because I have to renew my mind and say, you know what, today I'm a king. You know, I'm God's child. I'm a boss. You know, I'm better today than I am yesterday. I'm gonna be great today. I'm gonna bless somebody today. You gotta encourage yourself and tell yourself you are worthy. Why? Because you are made in His image and His likeness. You are worthy. I was a person who hoarded money when I sold drugs. I didn't go out and buy the fancy cars and the jewelry. I didn't do it. I just hoarded money. It did nothing. So you have people that's workaholics. Man, you could be, don't you know, you could be a workaholic, meaning you just work-centered. And you have some people so religious, they church-centered. So you could be church-centered, work-centered, and have all these centers and still don't be God-centered. But you would say your life is centered around the principles of God. But it's really not. Not when we sitting up there condemning everybody else for living the way they live. The first person we got to focus on is self. So that's what, you know, my goal is, especially when it comes to prosperity. Because prosperity can come to us in so many ways. We just got to choose the righteous path. And it's not always the easiest path, but it's a path that's guaranteed because you're thinking it. Think positive, positivity gonna come out of it. But if you live in a life saying, man, woe is me, and this always happened to me, I never have luck, and all this, the more curses you put on yourself, then guess what? That's what you're gonna manifest. So you got to speak to those mountains. You got to speak to those fences in your life so you can go beyond it. Back to you, Coach A.
I love it. One of the scriptures that we were going to read tonight really was coming, not being so heavenly bound, but you're no earthly good. And the heavenly thoughts, we always hear this, sometimes you're the only book that people will read. You're the only Bible that people will read. You're the only reflection of God that people would see. And I was telling a friend the other day that I was sitting with a young lady years ago, and a situation happened with me. I can share it, but it was kind of funny, but still not funny. Just moving to Georgia, I had tags on my car that were from another state, got pulled over. And the person that had to run the car through or whatever, it was just a whole big mess. And I actually ended up being I didn't do 13 years, Coach David, but I can say that I was handcuffed and I was put in the jailhouse. And so although it was only for a night, right after that I ended up having coffee with a young lady. One night I ended up having coffee with a young lady, or the morning afterwards, and had coffee with a young lady, and
hold
I
on,
shared
hold
it
on.
With her.
So, Coach A, I don't Coach A. So you saying you a convict?
I'm not saying I'm a convict, no.
We done found out Coach A is a convict. Welcome to the family. Beyond Offenses in the building. That's right. Coach A is one of us, fellas. Don't y'all worry about my fellas in prison. Look, Coach A, she understands that she a convict. Go ahead, Coach A, with your story. With your prison story. When you was locked in a pen, Coach A.
I was sharing with everyone that the young lady that I was sitting with and having coffee with, I literally told her the story of what happened, and she paused. And when she paused, I looked at her and I was like, well, what's the matter? Like, what happened? And she said, you're going to be able to touch a lot of people because of your transparency. She said, so many people are afraid to share their story because they want to already be in a position of holiness. And she said, and I fear that because we already want to be in this position of holiness, or everyone wants to be so holy, holier than thou, that they're not sharing stories that set the captives free, for lack of better words. And so she said, and here I was very young. I was in my 20s, 30s when I was sharing this story. I was very aware of what I was saying to her, but I was saying it because I wasn't afraid. I was saying it because I wasn't, like, I wasn't fearful of what she would think of me if. And because she stuck with me as a friend, and I'm talking about a longtime friend, because she stuck with me as a friend, she got a chance to see that transition. So we were talking about that earlier, Coach David, about the friends that you might have grown up with. Each person may be somewhere different in their lives, but there's one thing that you may have in common that always keeps you guys coming together and having a form of like-mindedness. So the path may be different in how you get there, but I want to encourage somebody tonight that you may be the only person in this person's life or a group of people's life that because they see you let your hair down, they may be able to walk through the church doors. They may want to hear a little more. They may want to know some more about the abundant life. Maybe a lot of people shun away because they don't want to hear the ridicule. They don't want to hear, and it's not necessarily that they shouldn't hear it. There's a time and place for everything. So just being able to let our hair down, especially this weekend with people that we love, people that we're learning to grow with, people that, you know, like we just fell in love with this weekend, but just having that interaction with people from all walks of life.
Yes.
Listen, I came from a church where it was, that was just it. What you see is what you get. No outsiders allowed. How can you actually formulate what's out there in this world, even as a believer, if you are not walking with all walks of life? Some of the people that we get a chance to talk to, they may not walk through a church door. They may not walk or they may not read the Bible, but I'm telling you, when you talk to them, they are so intuitive of what's going on. And when you ask them certain questions, they'll tell you why they're not there. And I always hear church people are the most judgmental people I have ever met. But it's not just church people. It's people who can be workaholics. Because if you work so hard and you think other people aren't working harder than you, then you can also be critical. I was very guilty of that. Well, because nobody's working harder than I am, then they may not want it as much as I do. But once I started getting around like-minded people, we all work in this thing at Beyond the Fence like it's a warehouse. I feel good,
right,
Coach David. I feel good. We all work in this thing like a warehouse. But when I was around the group of people who were slothful, and when I was around a group of people who didn't want to do what they needed to do to get by, they just wanted the life of it, but they didn't want to do the work. Once I got with like-minded people, what would have taken me 10 days to complete takes me a day and a half. So I want to give a shout-out to the Beyond the Fence family and say thank you all for being like-minded. Thank you all for working as hard as you do. And thank you all for making Coach David and I's job so much easier. And thank you for being some earthly good that you all can let your hair down when we're all around one another.
Yes, I want to say shout out to you know, everyone. We went and we had a beautiful time at the cabin. Man, I had so much fun. I love y'all guys so much. I love them. Look, I had so much fun, and it was such a blessing. It was something that I think we all needed. And I want to encourage everyone, listen, you just live. Live abundantly. Make that choice to choose to live abundantly and don't let nobody steal your joy. With that being said, we're going to get out of here. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next, no, the week after next. Because next week, we about to go be here because it'll be my birthday weekend. So, you know, we're going
to
take
happy
time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy. Okay.
Hey, I'll be a year older. So, hey, it's a blessing. So look, y'all go check out, you know, the Facebook pages, Beyond the Fence, Facebook page, Instagram, and go to all our YouTube. Check out all the artists. That's Miss Alma E. Neely, Tanya Caesar, myself, David Benton, Coach Shea Samuels. Well, it's just Shea Samuels, and G Will. That's William G. Will Faulkner. Even the Jewel, and D.B. Jr. DB Jr. And we love y'all, and we see y'all in a couple of weeks. So with that being said,
Samuel, Beyond the Fence in the building, David Benton.